Hi, I'm Erica Ramirez, founder of Illy and host of What About Your Friends, a podcast dedicated to the many lives of friendship and how it's portrayed in pop culture. Every Wednesday on the Ringer Dish feed, I talk to my best friend, Stephen Othello, and your favorites from within the Ringer and beyond about friendships on TV, in movies, pop culture, and our real lives. So join me every Wednesday on the Ringer Dish feed, where we try to answer the question TLC asked back in the day, what about your friends?
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from sports exploration and green energy to delivering pizza and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 200, or 2 billion, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought to you by Pure Leaf Iced Tea. Go beyond reality with new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea and discover a berry delicious world bursting with unexpected blackberry flavor. A world so full of refreshing blackberry iced tea that you may never want to leave. But there's always time to linger. Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Visit amazon.com/pureleaf and enter 20 Pure Leaf for 20% off your purchase of new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea.
All right, Lisa, don't do crystal meth in the bathroom all night long.
That's my opinion!
He will never emotionally fulfill you.
Because I don't want to be a part of this.
Go to sleep! Go to sleep!
Close your legs to married men, trash box.
I'll tell you how I'm doing. Not well, bitch.
Who gonna check me, boo?
Welcome to Morally Corrupt here on the Ringer Reality feed. This is your Tuesday edition. I am Chelsea Stark-Jones, joined with the one and only Zach Peter. Zach, how are we?
I'm great. I'm sad that Southern Charm has finally ended, but like I feel like Miami's bringing some heat lately, so I'm not that bummed about it.
Miami is bringing the heat, and you're acting as if we are in the heat in your muscle tee. Zach, Oof. It's like 50 degrees outside. What are you doing?
Listen, I wanted to be comfortable.
I think you just wanted to show off those arms.
I know. Up in the gym.
Guys, if you haven't seen Zach's Instagram, he is brunette. It looks black. Is your hair black or is it brown?
It's black right now. It's going to fade to brunette. It's okay. Just because it was so blonde, we had to go so dark. My hair is naturally black, though. It's very dark. But like once my full natural hair grows out, it'll be a little bit lighter and softer.
It looks good. It's like you're my mistress.
I know.
I'm not used to this.
I'm bad cop. You're used to blonde cop, and now I'm bad cop.
Well, guys, we're going to get into Miami today, as well as the finale of Southern Charm. But I want to kick it off with Miami, because Southern Charm's finale was kind of lackluster. So Miami brought it with the Mamacita Madness Part 2. That brunch was insane. My head was spinning the entire episode. And I gotta say, Adriana came out pretty unscathed. I am Team Julia here. I wish Julia would have just exposed her in that moment.
Yes, Julia needs to speak up, because it's like Julia's the only one that could have held our Adriana accountable and like saved Nicole, because Nicole's over here taking the fall for all of this Anna stuff. Yes. When Adriana's the one that like threw this whole grenade out there.
Yes, and I do appreciate Julia being trying to be a good friend in all of this to Adriana and pulling her aside, and we'll get to all of it. But this Mamacita lunch, as we saw last week, turned left real quick. Marisol and Alexia, they're like, deuces, give me this beautifully embroidered jacket with my name on it. I'm out of here. I'm not going to sit down mm-hmm. with Anna. Not doing it. And it seems as if the only other person in this group that knows why Marisol and Alexia dislike Anna, and who also has a mutual disliking of Anna, is Lisa. Because Anna also went on that same podcast and said, basically it was just like saying that you leave Lisa in Vegas, like you don't take a fling and make it your wife type of a deal. Like that's where he made his first mistake, was marrying Lisa when they met in a pool in Vegas, basically, which is a bitchy, snide comment that seemed unwarranted.
Weren't good at that in Miami.
Most of the women actually pull up around the same time that Alexia and Marisol are leaving. They're trying to understand. And this is where I just wish Marisol would just be, she just can't be confronted with any hard truths. And that's what like annoys me about her, is that she will dish it all. She will say the most nasty thing. She'll be sneaky. She'll spy on people. She'll dig things up. But when confronted with it, she'll run. And I'm just like, girl, just face it head on.
I agree. Just face it, address it in the moment. That way you can squash it in the moment and like not let it linger on. Like we've seen
and
this happen too many times. Yeah, just own it. Because when you avoid the conflict, it's when you like other people get to then make up the narrative, and then the audience gets to then determine. Like last week when we were like, oh, you know, Alexia not wanting to face Anna must mean that she's got something to hide that Anna's going to expose. You know, it's like just you have to face the conflict head on.
Yes. And I think this was another thing, like Larsa doesn't even know what the drama is. So like if Larsa's confused, then Nicole's definitely confused. Like Larsa, I guess Larsa and Anna were never on together. Larsa was only season one and Anna came season two. But Larsa's like, yeah. I don't get why these girls are so afraid of this woman.
She honestly, me either, because she is very forgettable. Like I don't remember anything iconic or memorable that she brought in. What season was she only in? Season two, or she was in two and three?
Two and three. Yeah, I think.
Was
she
in three
seasons? I think so.
See, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I think maybe she wasn't.
See, you don't even remember that. That's how memorable Anna was.
She was just bitch. I mean, she was bitchy on the show when she was on it. She was kind of bitchy on this episode. She was quiet this episode. I appreciated Lisa calling it out. Like, she seems really stiff, like, and nervous to be around all of us. And she came off that way. Adriana does tell us that the sole reason as to why she is bringing Anna is to expose Alexia. So again, here we are, like, us as an audience knowing so much more than the woman in that moment of, like, Adriana is the one that plotted this. Adriana wanted to call out Alexia because Adriana can't let Alexia be happy and have nice things. Like that is the basis of this mayhem. And so Anna and Adriana are the last ones to get there, but all the women are sitting at the table and Lisa immediately goes after Gertie just moments after Gertie tells everyone that her surgery is the next day, which I was like, Lisa, could we not have waited? Could we not have given it a week?
I mean, Lisa, one thing about Lisa is she's great at timing, right?
This is the Lisa that, like, again, she doesn't deserve what Lenny's doing to her. But, like, before all the Lenny stuff, like, this was the Lisa that I didn't like. She was just all about herself, snooty, in her own world, in her own head. And so Lisa gets in on Gertie about the car comment, how Gertie was just like, maybe just drive a cheaper car. And Lisa took that as an attack. And again, yes, some of the things the women were saying, I could see how she could have felt like it was a dig. But overall, how I perceived it was that they care about her and want her to do better for herself. And she just...
because she can't help herself.
It just went right over her head. Yeah.
Yeah. She can't help herself. She's not good at looking out for herself. And I think the other women had good intentions, but she's just always going to get in her own way.
Yes. She's always going to get in her own way. And then, of course, then she turns her attention onto Julia for Julia talking about her kids. Now, Julia doesn't think she owes Lisa an apology for, I guess she just asked, like, or she didn't really ask. She was like, I'm surprised you came when all that happened and like your kids had seen it. Like, I'm surprised you came. I wouldn't have come because yeah. I would have been so overwhelmed is what she said. And Lisa took that as Julia attacking her parenting skills. Do you think Julia owed her an apology in that moment?
I think Julia should have just apologized just to move on from it. I don't think she owed her an apology. I mean, she kind of was coming for her parenting, though. I mean, like, Lisa's not wrong. Like, you make, I mean, but it was warranted. It was a warranted statement because it's like, why aren't you with your kids right now?
It's a valid
question.
This
just happened. Like, shouldn't you want to be with your children and console them and make sure that they're okay? Why is your priority going out for the night and using the camera time to like make Lenny look bad?
Yeah, it's a valid question. I don't have kids, so I can't speak on it. So I'm just going to leave it at that. But Lisa gets very upset that Julia won't just apologize. And even Gertie was like, just like, pick your battles. This isn't the battle. Like, yeah, just say sorry so we can move on. And Lisa gets up and she says something about, well, she mentions how Julia doesn't know the name of her children's school or her child's school. And then she says something about Julia having different baby daddies. Is that what she said?
I think it was something that was lost in context, because there was something about like three baby daddies, right?
Yeah, but she only has two kids.
Yeah.
So I was like, what do I not know?
I didn't understand that comment either. I was confused by that.
Yeah, but she was trying to go low. And again, you guys, all of this is happening before Anna, the infamous Anna, has even gotten to the brunch. Like, yeah. So Anna gets there. Everyone says hi to her. They seem all cordial. Larsa, again, like, and this is Adriana. Like, I think I'm done with her. I feel like a lot of people like the drama that she brings, but maybe it was just too much yelling in this span. But when Larsa was like, why didn't you tell us you were bringing someone that like so many people have conflict with? And Adriana immediately yells at Anna or Larsa and is like, you're not the host. You're not the host. I told the host, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, girl, she just asked a simple question. Larsa could pop off. In that moment, she wasn't popping off on you. So like, why are you getting so defensive?
See, but I did understand Adriana's point in this of being like, well, I told the host. Like, why would she tell Larsa? She's not friends with Larsa. She doesn't like Larsa. Larsa doesn't like her. So Larsa doesn't know Anna. So it's like, why? Like, I get Larsa had a valid question, but Adriana had no reason to tell Larsa.
Well, not just telling Larsa, like, tell Lisa, tell Alexia, tell Marisol that you're bringing someone that, and it's obvious as to why she didn't. It's because she wants to blindside Alexia with this news about her being broke or Todd being broke or whatever.
Which is funny because, and I think we talked about this last week, it's not even Alexia that they thought that she had the bombshell. Like, everyone thought that it was Marisol that she was coming to attack, and little did we know it was actually Alexia.
And we didn't get to any of it.
No, Anna was a big flop.
However, that stirred up so much drama at this brunch. All the women were just yelling at each other. Alexia and Marisol come back. They're all just yelling at one another. Anna denies saying anything about any of the women, which Alexia made the mistake of saying, you said something bad about all of us. She should have just said, you said something bad about the originals, like us four, whatever. And then she couldn't list what she said that was bad. And that's when Marisol should have stepped in a little bit more definitively. I mean, she did mention, like, you said my husband was gay.
Yeah.
You wish me dead.
Which there was never any proof of that. She never, like, we never got the clip of her wishing Marisol dead. It was just the daughter that said she looks like a rotting corpse. But they're like, that's not about her looks. It's about her rotting on the inside.
Which is mean.
I mean, mean, not even, I mean, mean, but it was just dumb. Like, it was a dumb, like, it wasn't even a good read.
I feel like last week they showed a little bit more from that interview with Anna talking about Marisol. But I mean, the bottom line is, like, she didn't have anything favorable to say about the women, about Lisa, about Marisol. I don't know if she said anything about Alexia on that podcast. Lisa is a fucking trip, because she was like angry about Anna coming. She's like, this woman said this about me, blah, 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 blah. And as soon as Anna comes in, she's like, I wish you well. I hope I'm rooting for you. Lisa's like, all right, all's good. Beef dropped.
It really was wild.
It was wild. So nothing from whatever Anna knows about Alexia came out at that brunch. Nicole does jump in and defend Anna, which I wish she didn't. She's like, she hasn't said anything this whole time since she's been here about you guys. Like, what's, like, I wish she would have just kept quiet, because she, I don't believe, was in on Adriana's masterful plan to expose Alexia. And so I just wish she would have, like, let the women fight and just stayed out of it, and then tried to fix it later with the other women afterwards.
I mean, I do get her stepping in, though, because one, it was her brunch, and two, like, she doesn't understand the conflict. She didn't listen to this podcast, so she doesn't understand, like, if she said these things about these other women, what was the context? Like, and her experience with Anna has always been pleasant. And this is one of Anthony's clients, that it's like, her experience with Anna has never been anything to relate to the experiences that the other women have had. So I get her being like, I don't get why you guys are being so dramatic. Like, this could actually, like, I know you may not like her. Maybe you guys have beef, but like, why can't we all just like have a pleasant brunch and all get along?
Yeah, I just didn't want her, because I feel for her in this moment that I just didn't want her catching any more strays when this was not her doing. And Adriana got out. Like, no one was attacking Adriana for bringing this woman. Like,
is where Julia should have been like, Adriana, like, no, this is not okay. We know why you really brought her.
Yeah.
But I think Julia also didn't want the information to come out. And that's why Julia didn't do it in the moment.
I agree. I think she was, one, trying to be a fair enough friend to Adriana and not throw her under the bus in that moment. But she's also working on this friendship with Alexia and didn't want to, like, if she would have said something, she would have had to say what Adriana shared with her. And then that would have made it public to the whole group. So I think she was trying to do her best to toe the line of both of friendships.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com. This episode is brought to you by Lincoln and the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid, featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God, the world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates. This episode is brought to you by Lincoln and the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid, featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God, the world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
Gertie gets up and leaves. She's like, I'm done with you bitches. I have surgery tomorrow and this is stressing me out. And we get to see her at the hospital. She has this really sweet nurse who, you know, is a cancer survivor. So like, that was really touching. It was a sad scene. Brought tears to my eyes. Her boys, when she came home later in the episode, were really sweet. Set up a little care station for her and like wrote little letters and, you know, gave her hugs and kisses. So that was touching. It was really sad, but happy to know that she is cancer free at this moment in time. And,
yes. You
know, so it is hard to go back and watch it. I'm sure it's really hard for her to go back and watch it as well. So, but then we get to when Julia does call out Adriana for bringing Anna. So Julia is cleaning her dog, giving her dog a little bath. And Adriana comes over. It seems like she brought some ramen, I think that's what it looked like. And they were going to have like a little lunch, talk about the day. And Julia asked her, why was Anna there? And Adriana said to her, I just wanted to prove a point, but she couldn't get a word in, which is very true. Anna has not been around these women in a long time. She forgot how the game works. So she didn't say anything in which Adriana wanted her to. And then this is where Julia says, you know, and I felt like Julia was coming from like a really cool, level-headed, respectful, non-judgmental, non-attacking like way. She says, my role as your best friend is to tell you what I am saying. And to me, this was supposed to be a nice Mother's Day lunch. And you brought Anna knowing that it, like, with the intention to make it nasty.
Yeah.
And Adriana immediately gets defensive.
When it's exactly what she did. Like, and she even, like, kind of admits that, like, that's what she wanted to do, was to bring up this information about Alexia. And, like, Julia, that's fair. Your friends are the ones that should be calling you out, you know?
Yeah.
When you need to be.
And she gave you the respect to do it in private, which I think you should also appreciate about it. What I think really set Adriana off was Julia saying, you know, I'm starting this new friendship with Alexia. I really like her. I actually really think I like her a lot. And I think that's when like I saw something, like I saw her eye twitch. Adriana was like, no.
Yep. Because it's like non-loyal to her. It's, you know, it's the, you're dancing with the enemy.
Well, I think what, because like earlier in the season, I feel like Adriana was like, yeah, you should be friends with them or whatever. And I think she was hoping that it would go awry and that maybe Julia would, you know, dislike Alexia, turn out like, you know, feel the same way about her. But now that it's going the opposite way, she's like, absolutely not. You cannot be friends with that woman. She starts to question their friendship. She gets upset. She says, you're not defending me. Which again, I think Julia did everything in her power to defend her in that moment and protect her at the brunch. And, you know, Julia's like, look, you're leaving Nicole out to get burned. And this is something that you planned and you're letting them like take jabs at her. To which Adriana just storms out. She is like done. And overall, I think this is pure jealousy of Alexia. And I mean, we felt this way a couple episodes ago earlier in the season, which is like her jealousy of Todd and Alexia. Like now it's like her jealousy of Alexia and Julia. This is where like Adriana, like all, like I love Miami. I do. And I mean, I guess every housewife should take this note. I just need them to listen a little bit more.
Yeah. Just especially like, Miami. I feel like the, Miami and Jersey are where they really have the hardest time listening.
Mm-hmm.
Because like it's very much like Teresa. Like Teresa's just like not, doesn't hear anybody else but herself. It doesn't think about anything else but herself. And that's very much Alexia and Marisol. I mean, a lot of them. Adriana.
Adriana, Lisa, like their first instinct is to talk and not listen to what is being said to them. So like it just is this cycle. And it's like if Adriana was really like receptive and listening to Julia, it would like that would not have been the end result of their conversation. Yeah. And so it's just really frustrating. And the same thing with the brunch. Like if Marisol could just listen, if Alexia could just listen to Nicole, like they would have seen, hello, Captain Obvious.
Yeah.
It was Adriana that set y'all up, which I put in the notes. Like, so Alexia's packing up the apartment or the condo or whatever. And they are like, fully on the beat that Nicole set all this up. This is Nicole's fault. She did this all because she's so vindictive and hates Marisol so much, which like, even when her and Marisol were at odds, like I didn't even think she had that much energy to have hate towards Marisol.
No.
Yeah. So they 100% think that this is Nicole's fault, which they're the worst detectives of all time. Like you know Adriana hates you. And you know Adriana's the only one that has it actually like knows Anna.
Yeah, that like I am surprised that Adriana got away so easily and that like they were so laser focused on, maybe it was that they knew if they could go after Nicole, one, they would kind of bully Nicole into seeing their side of things. But if they went against Adriana, then whatever information Adriana wanted to get out there that Anna had, then Adriana would have delivered that had they actually gone after Adriana.
Yeah, I don't know.
The only one that went after Adriana, though, was just Larsa.
Larsa, because, you know, say what you want about her. She could put some things together.
Yeah, that she can.
She could put some things together. We see this kind of seep over into this week's episode. We'll see. I think it's Alexia or it's Marisol. One of them have a party. They invite everyone, including Adriana, except for Nicole. And to me, it's just like, come on, guys. Like, are we really that fucking dumb?
I mean, clearly we are. And I'm just waiting for Julia to drop the bomb on Adriana.
Yeah, I am
too. To the other women and be like, listen, she's the one that really set this all up and she wanted to. But I think Julia knows that if she outs, well, she kind of has to at this point because it's already been brought up on camera. Like, I feel like she's trying to do this to protect Alexia, mm-hmm. but like, it's already been brought up on camera. It's already been talked about. Like, the information is going to get out.
You know what Nicole should have done too in that moment at the brunch? She did say it. Amongst Alexia and Marisol and the whole mayhem when they first discovered that Anna was coming. But she should have been very direct in that Adriana wanted Anna here.
Yeah.
Period. She asked if she could come. I said yes. Why would I think to ask, why do you want to bring Anna? She said it was her friend.
Yeah.
I said yes. You should ask Adriana why she wanted to bring Anna. Like, yeah. That, like, she should have been very clear and direct in that moment of like,
yeah.
You guys are getting in a tizzy about me saying she could come. Why aren't you getting a tizzy about who asked if she could come in the first place?
And, yeah, and who invited her?
Go to the root of the issue, please.
Yes. I don't think that Alexia, I don't think it gets brought up to her that the information that Adriana wanted to get out, I don't think it comes up on the show moving forward. Only because, remember BravoCon, when they got into a fight at the airport on their way home,
yeah.
Because of information that Adriana had brought up on the show. So I'm thinking, why would they get into a fight about this at BravoCon when it's after the fact? That
so
was probably
far.
The first time. Yeah, I'm assuming that was the first time that Alexia had actually become aware of why Anna was brought into things and how, you know, what Adriana's big plan was, which was to ultimately expose the money issues that Todd and Alexia allegedly have, according to Anna.
Interesting. Did you see Todd did a TikTok about why it's better to rent
God,
than
what?
Own?
No. Oh, he did. I thought he did another 9-minute apology.
No, he did like a 3-minute explanation as to why he rented that apartment instead of buying it, which at the very end, it made plenty of sense.
I told you, like, it's a thing that people are doing now. They're leaning more into renting versus buying.
And the property. So basically, the guy that they've rented the property from, now that he sold it, he actually lost money on his investment. So that's why he likes to rent in Miami. So I guess. But so that's Miami. It was a good episode. It was very interesting. Lots of craziness. What was not that interesting with a tad bit of craziness is the season 10 Southern Charm finale. Or is it season 9? I don't know. It's the finale. And
yeah.
I was disappointed, I have to say.
I was too. I feel like the season was good. Jamaica was better than I expected. And then the previews going into the finale actually made it look like it was going to be good. But most of the finale was just boring. And then even the big conflict at the end was just like...
fell flat.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
It wasn't as exciting as I thought it was going to be. Taylor looked like a total fucking idiot.
What's new?
Austin... and Olivia, like, that didn't really land anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just, all of it just didn't really hit. We had such a good season only to bring it down to this. And mm-hmm. This wasn't much.
This was not much. This was not what I was looking for, what I was hoping for. Yeah, it was pretty lackluster. So Olivia and Taylor, they're done trying to pretend to be friends. They're done trying to try to be friends. Like, that relationship is over with. That's what we got from the finale. Austin thinks that Olivia owes him an apology.
I mean, come on.
Which when he said that to his sister and like she looked at him like you're fucking crazy and he still had the nerve to say that to Olivia. I was like, you don't listen to women. You do not listen to women. Because your sister was right, sir. You should not have asked for an apology from Olivia.
After everything, like, you really think that she owes you anything? The fact that she's even talking to you is a privilege.
Yeah, I hope, you know, we got the reunion trailer at the end of this episode and last week, but like, there wasn't a lot of Olivia in the reunion trailer. I'm hoping that's not the case. I'm hoping they're saving a lot of the good stuff with her for the actual show. But I really do hope he gets called out for almost like, preying on her and taking advantage of her during such a vulnerable time in her life and like weaseling his way back into it. Like, it was, even if his intentions were quote unquote good, which I don't know if they were, regardless, it was selfish.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was called out enough for it in the moment.
Yeah, I agree.
So they had a conversation at Patricia's house. JT, we learned his feelings for Taylor are very real. They're very strong. He loves this woman. Loves this woman.
I know.
You know.
It's cute.
It would be cute if it was someone that I could respect and get behind. But
why don't you respect JT?
No, it's Taylor. I want JT to love someone think. Like, I actually think JT, I mean, he's been the most. Yeah, he's been the most gentlemanly person, gentlemanly man on this show, on this franchise, which isn't saying a lot.
Yeah.
But it is saying something.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that she's just, like, JT's literally here professing his love to her. And she's just like, but I want to get back with Shep. And I don't regret anything with Austin. I'm like, girl.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're so like, oh.
When she said she didn't regret anything with Austin, yet she's wondering why Olivia won't forgive her. It's like, because you don't regret what you did, dummy. Like,
and your apologies were fake. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what are we even talking about?
And this is the second, like last time, I get it. She was blitzed in Jamaica and she was lit and emotional and a lot of, you know, tensions were high in Jamaica. But now we're out of Jamaica. The dust has settled. And now you're still in this moment. And also, how does that make you think that this is going to help your odds with Shep? Mm-hmm. If you're literally saying to him, you have no regrets about what went down with Austin.
She's nuts.
She does not deserve JT.
No. So all this happens at this little 60s soft porn inspired party that Whitney throws. Weird. At his mom's house. Whitney's so weird. Like, he's so weird. And like, why won't anyone just say like how weird Whitney is? Like, it's creepy.
It is.
It's creepy. It's because he's the executive producer, which makes it even weirder. Like, this is your boss. You guys are all gathering for your boss's soft porn themed party.
Yeah.
Gross. You know? This is all happening at Miss Patricia's house because Whitney's having a party there. And I did like that Olivia, when Austin was like, you know, I expect an apology from you. Like, again, she puts him in his place. She says no. She gets up. And Austin is reeling this whole time about it. He's like, I can't see why she can't forgive me. But what he's talking about at the end of the night before he goes into the bar. As we, you know, said, you know, JT tells Taylor that he loves her. She's not ready for that. And yeah, in the conversation with Shep and Taylor, she makes a comment about dating Austin. Like, what if I dated Austin? And it's like, you really just want to get a rise out of this man. Like, this is where we're at now. Like, you're still trying, like, you haven't learned anything these last couple of months, and you're still just trying to get a rise out of him. It's immature.
Yeah. I mean, listen, nothing that she's done this past year has been remotely mature.
Yeah.
But she just really, the fact that she even wants to get back with Shep, the fact that Shep is the mature, responsible one. It's like, this is not a good idea. Like, I never thought I would see that day. Like, sweet little Bible-thumping Taylor, I thought would have had a few more sense in her. But, like, Jesus, help her.
Jesus, help her. Jesus, take the wheel. And Shep also seems to have lost a lot of trust in Austin. But he says this to us in his confessionals of, like, I don't know, you know, what my friendship looks like with Austin in the future. Like, stuff along those lines. But he won't outright say it to Austin, which I don't understand why he won't just have that transparency with him about it. And maybe it's just like a guy thing.
I don't think he likes confrontation. I don't think the guys like to confront each other. And that's why it was so jarring for them when JT decides to confront Austin and like get in his face and headbutt him.
Yes. So at the end of the night, JT, he's licking his wounds. He's taking shots because the girl he loves doesn't love him back. He is sad. He is devastated. And he decides to get into it with good old Austin Kroll. He steps up on a stool. So he's eye level with him. And he just goes in on him. And he's not saying any lies. He is not saying any lies. He is telling Austin everything Austin needs to hear. But Austin doesn't want to hear it. And it is things that people in the group, I do believe they all feel the same way, but they just won't say it.
Say it, yeah.
Austin sees this as JT being jealous of him because he always gets the girl, which is when I just wanted to put my hands up and scream. I was like,
I know.
Dude, so full of himself. So full of himself. Austin does make the first move. I can't remember, does he shove him or like...
Yeah, he shoves him, and then that's when JT kind of like comes back, then headbutts him, and
it gets broken up fairly quickly, which is another thing. Like we saw it in the previews, it was like ooh, and it gets broken up fairly quickly.
Yeah, nothing. There were no real hard punches landed. Like it was done. It was Shep was like, I want nothing to do with this. He just like peaced out. He's like, I'm not interested in any of this. And even Austin's like, we've been on this show for how many years now? How many seasons? Never once has it gotten to this. And now you come around and this is what you turn it into.
Like
little JT.
Little JT. You let that little man get you to that point. Like, that's now it's his fault that you reacted that way. Sir, another deflection from good old Austin Kroll. What are you hoping to get out of the reunion? What is something you would like to see from it?
I mean, I don't know. I would love to see Taylor Grills because I feel like she has really, I mean, I don't know what is left to get out of it, though. Like, Olivia wants nothing to do with Taylor. She's already given her a piece of her mind. I would love to see Shep really give Austin a piece of his mind and be like, listen, this is how I really feel. And I'm upset and I don't know if I want to be your friend, and like really hold Austin accountable. I think it's time that, you know, it's time.
I think it's time too. I am curious because I do think that at BravoCon, Austin kept getting upset during the Southern Charm panel of like, well, we'll just get into it at the reunion. And some of it was towards Taylor and Taylor saying that they had a plan of like how they were going to, you know, come forward with the information of them kissing. So I think he might have some frustrations with Taylor potentially, because she did say like, yeah, we talked about this. And in Austin's mind, he said that they never had a discussion about keeping it to themselves or whatever. I don't know. So I too would like to see Taylor get grilled more. I don't think she, especially now that Olivia's seen everything that Taylor said behind her back about not regretting anything and all that stuff, like I would like to see her explain that away.
Yeah.
But yeah, I, you know, it was a good season. I'm also curious, you know, as annoying as Craig and Paige's long distance relationship is, I am curious to hear what Craig has to say. Andy does ask if anyone in the group thinks that Paige will ever move to Charleston, and seems like none of them think that she will.
She won't.
So their lives are fascinating, even though this finale was not
lackluster.
But you guys, we will be here to cover it all. We'll be here next week to talk part one of the Southern Charm reunion, as well as Real Housewives of Miami as it continues to come on. Make sure to tune in to Morally Corrupt on Friday as the women will break down Salt Lake City part one reunion, as well as Potomac and Beverly Hills. Zach, we haven't discussed it, but quick thoughts on Monica being reality Von T's.
Ooh, I mean, wild. I did not see that coming. I'm excited to see what more about reality Von T's she has. I love that she's kind of just owning that she's the villain in all of this. And she's like, listen, y'all had some dirty shit and all I did was expose it. My main target was Jen Shah and she's behind prison now. I talked to the feds. I did what I had to do. Like, she's very unapologetic about it, which I respect. If you're going to be a villain, at least be a good villain.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, wild. Now, and you have all the new things that are leaking about her. And I'm just like, oh my goodness.
Wild. And I got to say, I'm not mad at it. I just am not mad at it. I love it. I hope she comes back for her second season. I really do. I hope they could find a way to make it work because she added so much. And she gave good talking head also. Like, she was good in her confessionals too. So I like Monica, but we'll see how it moves forward in the reunion because these women do not like her.
They do not. Well, I don't know. It looks like Meredith and Whitney have softened up to her. And
yes.
Mary seems to be friends with her.
Yes.
So I know everyone's like saying like there's no way Monica can come back, but like maybe there is a chance for Monica to come back.
I am holding out hope. So we will see, guys. It was so much fun talking Miami and Southern Charm with you, Zach, and we'll be back next week.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by Lincoln and the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid, featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God, the world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford. or its affiliates.